It's tough to fully absorb the grandeur of Space Shuttle Discovery at first glance. Its body is obscured by work structures in a NASA hangar that enable technicians to remove toxic materials. Unlike Atlantis, which sits gracefully on the launch pad, Discovery's nose cone is partially open and the spaces where her three engines rested are now gaping holes in the tail of the spacecraft. Shuttle Flow Director Stephanie Stilson says getting Discovery ready for retirement has been hard on the workforce.
It's definitely not always real enthusiastic in the sense that some folks are going to have to leave and they're not ready to leave. So that's a very hard time. I've never had to go through anything like that.
Discovery is headed to the Smithsonian after processing is finished at the Kennedy Space Center. Shuttle Atlantis is scheduled to lift off on the final shuttle mission July 8th. I'm Mark Simpson, 90.7 WMFE News.